This podcast was produced at Red Hat and is distributed under a Creative Commons license. We hope you enjoy this presentation and share it with others.
My name is Claire Sauls, and I am an intern here at Red Hat, and I was hired to carry out a technology summer camp. We wanted a camp that hosted middle school students and aimed to get a diverse group of students in to learn about different types of technology that they might not get to learn just in the school setting during the school year. We chose the age group that we did because we really want to inspire these students to think about technology as a career option in the end, you know, and we want to show them that college is, they should think about going to a university to study technology, and we wanted them to see the greater vision of that. Once they see the possibilities of technology, they can then carry that on by applying to college and going to school in a technological field and then working at a cool place like Red Hat.
Well, Red Hat High is a program to get smart kids in a place where they can see the latest and greatest stuff in the open source collaborative world. So the first one is sort of a pilot, and we got a bunch of kids from all around North Carolina and put them into an environment where they could learn about what it is that we do and, just as importantly, why it is that we do it. We put them into four tracks. There was an audio production track, a video production track, a web production track, and a 3D animation track. And basically we had open source tools for all of this work. And we gave them a week, we gave them access to the tools, and we said, go create stuff. And we gave them just a little bit of help where they needed it. The results were pretty impressive. One of the good examples from the audio track was we put these kids in a room, we gave them access to some tools like Hydrogen and Audacity, and we told them to create stuff. And we also put up on the board, here are some sounds that you can work with. And we put up the CC Mixter site run by Creative Commons, and we put up the free sound site. And some of those kids went and used that stuff, and some of those kids just ripped stuff off their CDs or whatever. And they all produced good, interesting stuff, but when it came time to have show and tell later in the week, we would say to the kids who had ripped stuff from their favorite artist, well, you know, that sounds really good. Now, how are you going to share that with other people? And they're like, well, I can put it up on my blogs or whatever. I'm like, great. Do you have $500 to pay EMI for that privilege? I think that was a lot of the value of this week, is that building the commons and collaborating and sharing code and content, it's pretty abstract until you're in a place where the rubber hits the road and you actually have to deal with these issues. Well, the goal of the pilot was to learn, and I think we did that. We learned a lot of stuff. We learned that kids are really a lot smarter than we think they are, and in a lot of ways maybe smarter than we are. And we learned that they can produce some really good stuff with a little bit of direction and the right tools and the freedom to do what they want to do.
My name is Uzoma Nwasu. I am in GSS, level one tech support, and I taught the audio track of Red Hat High. We used Audacity, and which is a sound editor, and we used a drum programming program called Hydrogen. I loved a lot of the works. There was Casey who did this piece that kind of reminded me of like some kind of futuristic version of Robert Fripp and Eno. I mean, it was awesome. Jalen was amazing with his production of drum beats. Everyone's reaction to Donnell, his hot joint, got everyone moving.
Hello, everyone. This is me, Donnell Lying, reporting from Red Hat High. And here goes some of my new hot joints. Donnell Lyon again. What you have just heard is a mixture of Audacity and Hydrogen. Audacity is just you recording nice things, and Hydrogen is you finding hot beats to use for a project.
They're both open source cross-platform tools, which I saw one of the kids, Marvin, for instance, he was the one who did the rap. His eyes lit up when he realized he can put it on his home machine. He's like, I can get this for free? And he did some amazing stuff, too.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I hit the booth and make it feel like you win a sweater. I'm better than Michael Jackson, my eyes will rock your leather. Don't play hardcore, cause you softer than a feather, yo.
The most amazing female piece wasn't necessarily a music production. It was unbelievable. A young lady by the name of Jamela. She had all our hearts. Just she had something to say, and she put it down. She threw a drum track behind it, and it was just an amazing. It made me realize that, you know, there's more to just doing beats when it comes to doing, you know, to making a production. You know, she asked for a piece of paper and a pencil and just started thinking. And it was like the loudest thing in the room at that moment, you know, watching her just think and then start writing stuff. And she, you know, before I knew it, she had a page down and she's like, okay, I'm ready to talk.
Got girls talking about each other, stabbing each other in the back, taking each other's boyfriends, and even competing for guys and their best friends. So, I mean, it makes no sense how much time we put.
Oh, definitely I'll do it next year. I like to see some of these kids come back next year. I like to see some of these kids come back and bring what they have learned since. You know, they probably have gone home and they probably have started working on stuff and played around with it. As long as it like creates a little bit of a spark, just enough to get them going to the next phase. You know, that's all that matters.
So when we reached out to the Blender community asking for people who would be willing to teach at this camp in Raleigh, we ended up bringing three guys in after talking to them some and figuring out kind of what they saw as possible to have in a one-week camp. And we brought three guys in, one from Virginia, one from Pennsylvania, and another from Kansas. And the instructor from Kansas is 17 years old and is just phenomenal at 3D animation. And, you know, I think that was cool because we had someone who's not that much older than the students that we had at camp really helping them out. And it, you know, the students that are 13 and 14 years old can make the connection that if they keep working in 3 or 4 years, they can be at the same level of their instructor that was teaching them. So that was a fun thing that worked out, that, you know, this 17-year-old saw Michael Tiemann's posting on a Blender website and, you know, took the chance to come and hang out with us for a week and teach these students.
I'm Gru, or Jason Van Gumster, from Hand Turkey Studios in Richmond, Virginia, and helped with the Blender track, 3D animation and modeling.
I'm Jonathan Williamson. I'm from Central Kansas, from around Lyons, Hutchinson, that area. I helped with the Blender 3D track as well at Red Hat High.
I'm Jeff McGregor. I'm from Pennsylvania, up South Central Pennsylvania, and I taught on the Blender 3D track for Red Hat High.
The initial concept, since we had a short period of time, was mostly to focus on making an object, making a scene, making one nice good still. Humorously, by the end of the 5 days, over half the class had animations, which blew us away.
So when we started learning Blender, we were 2 or 3 months into it before we even thought about doing animations, and these kids were doing it within 1 week. It was pretty impressive.
Yeah, and, like, I mean, I always thought it was really cool when the three of us would be hanging out in my dorm room working on something together, working on animation, or just blending, and several of the kids who really showed a lot of interest would just stop by and start asking questions about how to do such and such, or just even just showing interest in just watching us work. Because, like, it just really shows how interested they really were and how much they wanted to learn.
Oh, yeah, and they would grab you and corner you and drill you about all this kind of stuff and just really eager to learn the program. It was fun.
I'm Mihai Banescu. I'm an engineer in emerging technologies, and I taught the Red Hat High video track. We were asking them to be, you know, critical about what they saw. Mm-hmm. They were looking at it with much more serious eyes after that, which was amazing for kids at their age, I thought. You know, it's a wonderful opportunity for the kids as well to explore the technology as it grows up in the Linux world. So, even with all the wrinkles that we have in the tools, I think they really enjoyed spending the time in front of the computer, playing with the camera, seeing their final project showed on a big screen in the final day in front of their parents. I think they all got a lot more respect for the time that they spent in the camp, and they got to have a great time and some great results too. So I think that was good.
I'm Aaron Williamson. I work on the web team. I taught web development.
I'm Basha Harris. I work in the marketing department, and I was a teacher at Red Hat High. Blogs are a great vehicle because there's so many free, free and open source blogging tools online, and they were absolutely nuts about wanting to record everything that they did and each other and take pictures of themselves with their new friends and that kind of stuff. They were very interested in their experience right now.
Like a couple of times we would be walking around the hallway and they would be talking about, are we really the first class in Red Hat High? Like they had heard from somebody else that next year was going to be in China. Like, are there really going to be kids in China next year? Because I want to talk to them. I want to come back. It was really cool. I actually hope they do get to talk to the kids from China.
Part of our mission with Red Hat High is to take the lessons that we learned this time out, and we want to take that model and we want to blow it up. We want to send it all around the world. We want to be doing these things in Brazil and in India, and with initiatives like One Laptop Per Child and these tools for creating all sorts of things becoming so widely available. That's the future. I think that's the future of our company, and it's the future of things in sort of a much larger way. People being really connected in ways they never have been, and having the opportunity to participate in a world that they've never had, and to feel like you're in there on the ground floor is just incredibly exciting.
The podcast you have just heard is distributed under version 2.5 of the Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivative Works Creative Commons license. For more on this license, see creativecommons.org. For more podcasts and further information on Red Hat, visit redhat.com. Thanks for listening.